RCA Victor and its dealers present Bert Hillstrom, creator of Kukla, Ollie, and all the Kuklapolitan players with Fran Allison in Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of our television audience. We are more than happy to be here tonight on this very auspicious occasion, which I think is going to promise to be a very remarkable and exciting event tonight if everything goes all right and if our cast is completely assembled.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American puppeteer and television pioneer Burr Tillstrom, born in Chicago in 1917. He is best known today as the creator of Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. He attended Senn High School and later the University of Chicago. While still a freshman, he accepted a job offer from the WPA Chicago Parks District to set up a marionette theater. He turned his attention to puppetry in the early 1930s and created Kukla in 1936. Kukla remained nameless until the Russian ballerina, Tamara Tumanova, referred to him as Kukla, the Russian word for doll. Other famous puppets from Tillstrom's group included Ollie, short for Oliver J. Dragon, Beulah Witch, Gultar, Cecil Bill, and Fletcher Rabbit. In 1939, Tillstrom was invited to present his Kuklapolitan players at the New York World's Fair. The following year, RCA sent him to Bermuda to perform on the first ship-to-shore broadcast. For 10 years, beginning in 1947, Tillstrom was involved with the Kukla, Fran, and Ollie show, which starred his puppets and Fran Allison. It is widely regarded as being the first children's show to appeal both to children and adults, and it counted Orson Welles, John Steinbeck, Tallulah Bankhead, Adlai Stevenson, and James Thurber among its many adult fans. With only a few exceptions, all of the shows were improvised. After the original series ended in 1957, Tillstrom continued to work with the Kuklapolitans. Early in 1958, he appeared with them on Polly Bergen's short-lived NBC variety show. Tillstrom, Kukla, and Ollie reunited with Fran Allison to host the CBS Children's Film Festival for 10 years beginning in 1967. In 1970, Kukla, Fran, and Ollie appeared on National Educational Television, taped at WTTW in Chicago for 2 seasons. In 1977, the Kukla and Ollie retrospective stage show tours began, a creation of the Artist-in-Residence program at Hope College. In 1978, Kukla, Burr, and Ollie joined the Broadway cast of Side by Side by Sondheim, a review of Stephen Sondheim's songs. Tillstrom continued to perform with his Kuklapolitan players until his death in Palm Springs, California in 1985. The following year, he was inducted into the Television Academy Hall of Fame for his creativity and innovation in the medium. The Saugatuck Douglas Art Club in Saugatuck, Michigan, the location of Tillstrom's longtime summer home, dedicated a memorial to him in 1988. The Burr Tillstrom Collection and Archives are maintained at the Chicago History Museum. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is The Reader's Notebook for October 13th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.